Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Hegseth. I do want to thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for your willingness to serve in this capacity.
Thank you, Senator.
I have many concerns about your record and particularly your public statements because they are so hurtful to the men and women who are currently serving in the U.S. military. Harmful to morale, harmful to good order and discipline. If you are saying that women shouldn't be serving in the military, and I'm going to read you your quotes, because the quotes themselves are terrible. You will have to change how you see women to do this job well, and I don't know if you are capable of that. So I want to press on these issues that my colleague Jean Shaheen brought up because she said it so well. So first of all, you answered your questionnaire, do you believe that any American who wants to serve in their country in the military and can meet objective standards set by the military should be allowed to serve without limitation? You've said yes to that question. But then in all of these other circumstances, you've denigrated active duty service members. We have hundreds of women who are currently in the infantry, lethal members of our military serving in the infantry, but you degrade them. You say, we need moms, but not in the military, especially in combat units. So specific to Senator Cotton's question, because Senator Cotton was giving you layups to differentiate between different types of combat, and specifically, as Secretary, would you take any action to reinstitute the combat arms exclusion for female service members, knowing full well you have hundreds of women doing that job right now? And the standards, your two-mile run, Tom, is about the Army Combat Fitness Test. It is not the requirements to have an MOS 11 Bravo, which is the infantry. These are the requirements today for people serving in the industry, men and women. They are gender neutral and they are very difficult to meet. They have not been reduced in any way, and our combat units, our infantry is lethal. So please explain specifically, because you will be in charge of 3 million personnel. It is a big job. And when you make these public statements, and I get you were not Secretary of Defense then, I get you were on TV, I get you were helping veterans, I get it was a different job, but most recently you said this in November of 2024, knowing full well you might have been named as Secretary of Defense. So please explain these types of statements, because they're brutal and they're mean and they disrespect men and women who are willing to die for this country.
Well, Senator, I appreciate your comments. And I would point out, I've never disparaged women serving in the military. I respect every single female service member that has put on the uniform, past and present. My critiques, Senator, recently and in the past, and from personal experience, have been instances where I've seen standards lowered, and you mentioned 11 Alpha, 11 Bravo, MOS, places in units, and the book that has been referenced multiple times here, The War on Warriors, I spent months talking to active duty service members, men and women, low ranks, high ranks, combat arms and not combat arms. And what each and every one of them told me, and which personal instances have shown me, is that in ways direct, indirect, overt, and subtle, standards have been changed inside infantry training units, ranger school, infantry battalions, to ensure that
give
commanders
me one example.
Meet,
please give me an example. I get you're making these generalized statements.
Commanders meet quotas to have a certain number of female infantry officers or infantry enlisted, and that disparages those women
commanders
who are incredibly
capable
of meeting
that
standard.
For the infantry. Commanders do not have to have a quota for women in the infantry. That does not exist. It does not exist. And your statements are creating the impression that these exist, because they do not. There are not quotas. We want the most lethal force. But I'm telling you, having been here for 15 years listening to testimony about men and women in combat and the type of operations that were successful in Afghanistan and in Iraq, women were essential for many of those units. When Ranger units went in to find where the terrorists hiding in Afghanistan or in Iraq, if they had a woman in the unit, they could go in, talk to the women in a village, say, where are the terrorists hiding? Where are the weapons hiding? And get crucial information to make sure that we can win that battle. So just, you cannot denigrate women in general, and your statements do that. We don't want women in the military, especially in combat. What a terrible statement. So please, do not deny that you've made those statements. You have. We take the responsibility of standards very seriously, and we will work with you. I'm equally distressed. You would not meet with me before this hearing. We could have covered all of this before you came here, so I could get to the 15 other questions that I want to get to. So women, you have denigrated. You have also denigrated members of the LGBTQ community. Did you know that when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was in place, we lost so many crucial personnel, over 1,000 in mission-critical areas. We lost 10% of all our foreign language speakers because of a political policy. You said in your statement, you don't want politics in the DOD. Everything you've said in these public statements is politics. I don't want women. I don't want moms. What's wrong with a mom, by the way? Once you have babies, you therefore are no longer able to be lethal. I mean, you're basically saying women, after they have children, can't ever serve in the military in a combat role. It's a silly thing to say. It's a silly thing to say beneath the position that you are aspiring to. To denigrate LGBTQ service members is a mistake. If you are a sharpshooter, you're as lethal regardless of what your gender identity is, regardless of who you love. So please know this to be a true statement. So you say it was a political thing. You say it undermined us, social engineering. I don't know why someone having to publicly say or not publicly say who they love is social engineering. I think having that policy in the first place was highly problematic. And as you said in your statement, do you agree anybody should be able to serve in the military if they meet the standards?
Senator, as the president has stated, I don't disagree with the overturn of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Great, because I don't want you thinking, can't serve if you're a mom, can't serve if you're LGBTQ, and then last, can't serve if you're a leftist. The statements you said about people who have views differently than you, that we're the enemy, are you saying that 50% of the DOD, if they hold liberal views or leftist views or are Democrats, are not welcome in the military? Are you saying that?
Senator, I volunteered to deploy to Afghanistan under Democrat President Barack Obama. I also volunteered to guard the inauguration of Joe Biden, but was denied the opportunity to serve because I was identified as an extremist by my own unit for a Christian tattoo.
Thank you very much. Senator Gillibrand, you held up a document and referred to it during your questioning. Would you like that entered into the record?
It may be one without my marks.
Okay, we'll delete.
We'll submit a clean copy.
Without objection, that will be admitted at the point of your question.